The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's CPAC Friday, you bastards.
Orlando is awesome. It's not as nice as Cancun.
The winter blast has now left millions with unprecedented storm damage, massive electricity bills.
More than 8 million are still without safe drinking water. How many leftists does it take to screw in a light bulb? That's not funny!
Today, at an emergency meeting, a frightening admission from ERCOT, which runs the state power grid. They were 4 minutes and 37 seconds from a total statewide blackout.
AOC is telling us she was murdered!
New York Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez volunteered at the Houston Food Bank this morning. Ocasio-Cortez organized a fundraiser to benefit 5 million relief organizations.
You gotta put your mask on. Sadly, I've got two. This is just dumb.
Chuck Pryor is the director of this small Houston funeral home, and ever since the global pandemic came to Texas, a state hit hard by COVID-19, the phone has not stopped ringing.
Freedom!
Ted Cruz is doing shtick at CPAC. Really? What is that? That is like a complete personality, remake. CPAC, yes, this is the CPAC weekend. We will talk about it. But Shecky needs to sit down and take a break here. I don't even understand, like, what does he think is funny about his state literally freezing to death and then starving to death and then getting gouged to death with $6,000, wow. So I just need to apologize very quickly about yesterday. I tweeted that I was sorry that I was not here yesterday because so much happened yesterday. Oh my God. We passed the Equality Act. The parliamentarian ruled on whether or not we could fight for 15 or, yeah. Okay, so it was because my dog, Alan. Alan was playing at the dog park and he literally tore a ligament, like completely tore it. In his hind leg. Now, once you learn words like hock, like his hock and stuff, you know you're like in for $5,000, right? You know that. The second that you hear, hock and ligament. So, he needed surgery is what it is. And when they got in there, they found that his knee, the cartilage in his knee had just worn away and his knee was dislocated. I don't know. And they had to put a plate in, so it was a major thing. Okay, I will say that for those of you who are dog lovers, pet lovers, cat lovers, some of you actually, Roy, right?
Roy
takes care of injured animals. Roy is really amazing. Roy takes care of injured and discarded horses, and he was supposed to come and do a work day so that I could, combine Alan being, in the hospital with, but his dog got sick too. His dog has pneumonia. It's really, so when I look at, poor Roy having to make, decisions, end of life decisions for his dog, and me just, trying to learn how to do doggy rehab, I'm very grateful that I'm doing doggy rehab because, it's just, your pets are your family. So that's why I wasn't here, and I really apologize. Meanwhile, CPAC started today, and they brought in the golden calf. Listen, I got to tell you this. This is the weirdest freaking thing I've experienced in quite some time from the hypocritical Republicans. Like I said, don't ever expect consistency from them because they will say and do whatever in order to retain power. Why? Because they don't believe God is love. Their love is for power, you see. And until love of God replaces love of power, we're always going to have a Republican Party. That's just the way it is. So yesterday was the big debate on the House floor, on the House side of the Congress. And I have to tell you, this is something people don't really pay a whole lot of attention to, but you really should. Congress has only been in session since Monday. You understand that? So everybody's like, well, Biden's been president for, you know, 30 days now. 30 days. And I like, what has he done? What has he done? That's because Congress has only been there since Monday. You understand? They had a President's Day break. They weren't there. So from Monday till today, they managed to pass the Equality Act. Tonight, they will pass the stimulus package. It will have the $15 an hour minimum wage in it. We'll talk about what's next for that. But it will, and they'll do it tonight. And, you know, so meanwhile, yesterday was the big Equality Act debate. Now, what is the Equality Act? It is a sad thing that we need it, truly sad, but we do. It is an addition to the Civil Rights Act, that actually extends protection in housing, in employment, in almost every area of life where discrimination still exists against transgendered people specifically. And you might be surprised to learn that there are many members of the House whose children, brothers, sisters, doctors that testified yesterday in the Senate are transgendered human beings. And the amount of hatred that has been, I mean, if you didn't think we needed it, just if you listened to the debate yesterday, sadly, you realized we did need it. And it passed. It literally passed. And three Republicans voted for it. That shocked me. Three. Two from New York and one from, I think, Illinois. I'll check. But anyway, it was really quite a debate. Greg Stube, he's the Republican from Florida. He decided it's a God thing. It's a God thing. And his God is not the God of love. His God is not love. His God is a hateful, sinister, priggish, rules God that knows, knows everything, and he knows what God knows. He knows.
Deuteronomy 22:5 states, a woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this. Now, this verse isn't concerned about clothing styles, but with people determining their own sexual identities. It's not clothing or personal style that offends God, but rather the use of one's appearance to act out or take on a sexual identity different from the one biologically assigned by God at birth. In his wisdom, God intentionally made each individual uniquely either male or female.
He did.
When men or women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they are making a statement that God did not know what he was doing when he created them.
No.
I'm going to quote directly from Dr. Tony Evans' commentary Bible on this passage of scripture. Men and women equally share in bearing the image of God, but he has designed them to be distinct from and complementary toward one another. The gender confusion that exists in our culture today is a clear rejection of God's good design. Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect the standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences.
I hate your suit. Greg Stube knows the will of God. Can I just mention this little factoid that crossed my mind listening to this hatred yesterday? So God created us in God's image, correct? Is that correct? If I'm reading the Bible correctly? All right. So God created Eve. She was a woman. God created Adam. He was a man. Doesn't that mean that God is both? Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Greg. And I don't think that you know what each person was created sexually, you know, how each person was created, like what God created. I just don't think you know that, because it never dawned on you that we're created in the image of God and God created Eve and Adam and Steve. So he must have been both. Listen, this was really sick and twisted stuff. I must tell you, the Democrats handled this so magnificently, so beautifully, so well. The only thing missing was my conclusion that God is both. But it was a gorgeous moment.